Desire a revolution. Before the 1950s, investors lacked practical guidance for maximizing their investments. Finance advice consisted mostly of old sayings and outdated ideas that hadn't changed much for decades. Then, a revolution in finance began. A small group of economists armed with complex mathematical theories challenged traditional investment wisdom with a relentless focus. Since then, finance theory and practice have undergone a profound transformation. Back in 1952, Harry Markowitz made a big splash with a 14-page paper. His idea was simple but game-changing. Investors should build portfolios that give them the most bang for their buck when it comes to returns, while still managing risk. He saw risk as something you could work with, not just avoid. Markowitz also threw in another gem, diversification. This means not putting all your eggs in one basket. By spreading investments across different types of stocks that don't all move in sync, investors can reduce their overall risk. It's like having a safety net for your money. Capital structure revolution. Franco Modigliani and Merton Miller caused a stir 6 years later with their capital structure theory. These future Nobel laureates argued that under certain conditions, it didn't matter how a company funded its operations, whether through debt, equity, or a mix of both, the firm's overall value remained unchanged. They claimed that the specific way a company financed itself was irrelevant unless one method received better tax treatment. Today, debt generally enjoys tax advantages, especially in the U.S. In 1964, Bill Sharpe introduced the Capital Asset Pricing Model, CAPM, which revolutionized investment theory by explaining how asset prices reflect different types of risk. According to CAPM, investment risks can be categorized into specific risks, which can be managed through diversification, referred to as alpha, and systemic risks, known as beta, inherent to the overall market and cannot be eliminated. Beta measures an asset's price movement relative to the market. For example, a beta of 0.3 means a 1% change in the market leads to a 0.3% change in the asset's price. Assets with higher beta values require a higher risk premium due to increased volatility. Sharpe's work laid the groundwork for passive investment strategies like index funds, which leverage CAPM principles to offer investors diversified, cost-effective options mirroring market performance. The rise of the efficient market hypothesis. In the following year, Eugene Fama introduced the efficient market hypothesis, EMH, which was met with intense skepticism on Wall Street. One economist likened the reception to Saddam Hussein addressing a meeting of B'nai B'rith. Why the uproar? Because the EMH suggests that beating the stock market is nearly impossible. According to this idea, the price of a stock already reflects all available information. This means any attempt to predict tomorrow's stock prices, like Google's, is futile because all relevant data is already factored into the current price. In essence, trying to pick stocks that will outperform the market is usually a losing game. In the 1970s, Fisher Black, Myron Scholes, and Robert Merton revolutionized finance with their groundbreaking Black-Scholes formula for pricing options, replacing earlier guesswork with a precise method. This breakthrough fueled the growth of derivatives, including forward contracts, where you agree to buy or sell an asset at a set price on a future date, swaps, in which investors exchange liabilities, and stock options, granting the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell shares by a certain date. Despite criticism, derivatives are valued for their role in spreading risk across willing participants, ultimately contributing to the stability of financial markets and now occupying a significant role in global finance. The behavioralist counter-revolution. In finance, a new way of thinking emerged in the mid-1970s, challenging the established ideas known as neoclassical finance. This revolutionary movement, called behavioral finance, was led by thinkers like Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky. They questioned key assumptions of neoclassical theory, particularly regarding human behavior and rationality. Neoclassical finance believed that investors acted rationally, always making choices to maximize their utility. However, the behavioralists disagreed. They pointed to research showing that real-world decision-making often defied these rational expectations. People were not as rational as the neoclassical theory assumed, according to behavioralists. They argued that the neoclassical ideas seemed good on paper, but didn't reflect how people actually behaved. In an experiment conducted by behavioralist Richard Thaler, students were presented with a fascinating financial decision. One group was informed they had won $30 and then given the option to gamble on a coin flip that could either gain them $9 or lose them $9. Surprisingly, 70% of these students chose to take the risk. Another group, however, did not receive any initial money but was also given a similar gamble, a coin flip that could either yield $39 or $21 versus a guaranteed $30 without any risk. This time, only 43% opted for the gamble. Thaler labeled this behavior the house money effect, which suggests that people are more inclined to take risks when they perceive they are playing with money they didn't initially have to earn, as evidenced by the students' differing decisions based on whether they began with the money or not. Investment behavior. The observed pattern in investment behavior holds in the real world. Wealthier investors often take greater risks, while those with fewer resources tend to be more conservative, a phenomenon that contradicts optimal investment strategies. For instance, a retiree who has amassed wealth should prioritize preservation and avoid high-risk ventures like speculative Caribbean stocks to safeguard what she's earned, recognizing that there's little opportunity to recover from losses. Conversely, a recent college graduate with a long career ahead can afford to take risks, as playing it safe may not yield enough savings for retirement. Though losses may sting, he has time to rebound from setbacks and capitalize on future opportunities. The house money effect is just one of many quirks identified by behavioral scientists. There are several others worth noting. Status quo bias. This is when people place a higher value on what they already have and fear losing it, even if it's something minor like a coffee mug. Overconfidence. Many of us believe we're better than average in various aspects of life. Confirmation bias. We tend to look for information that confirms what we already believe, often ignoring evidence that contradicts our views. Hindsight bias. After something happens, we tend to think it was more predictable than it was. Anchoring. Sometimes, a single piece of important information can heavily influence our judgment. Severe loss aversion. We're wired to strongly fear losing something, sometimes more than we value gaining the equivalent. As Kahneman, a noted psychologist, suggests, our brains don't always follow the logical rules economists assume. They're more complex and influenced by these biases. The peaceful republic at last. The impact of behavioral finance on established economic theory was not revolutionary but rather transformative. Instead of undermining neoclassical principles, behavioralists like Kahneman and Thaler aimed to correct misconceptions about human rationality. Their work doesn't depict people as inherently irrational, but challenges unrealistic views of rational behavior. Furthermore, the discovery of human irrationality in decision-making actually enhances market efficiency by identifying opportunities like predicting market bubbles, allowing astute investors to capitalize on misjudgments made by others, akin to sharks seizing chances created by oblivious seals in the financial waters. Fuller & Thaler, an investment management company founded by Thaler and Kahneman, has shown impressive performance despite managing a relatively modest $4 billion. They've outperformed market benchmarks across five key investment strategies, ranging from mid-cap growth equity to micro-cap stocks. Over the years, they've achieved excess returns of 3.2%, 3.5%, 4.5%, 7.2%, and even 18.2% for each strategy. Critics, however, argue that Fuller and Thaler's success largely stems from focusing on smaller markets, particularly small-cap stocks where pricing mistakes are more common. Larger markets don't offer as many of these lucrative opportunities. Successful investing by major players. Major investment firms like Barclays Global Investors, BGI, managing an impressive $1.6 trillion in assets primarily through index funds, serve prominent clients including Exxon, Sony, and numerous top U.S. pension funds, boasting several large accounts with substantial holdings. Nearly all of BGI's investment strategies have yielded positive results since inception. Similarly, Yale's endowment fund overseen by David Swensen, valued at $18 billion, consistently outperforms both other endowments and the S&P 500 index, growing 3.7 times larger over the past decade despite university withdrawals. Goldman Sachs Asset Management also maintains a strong track record of surpassing market benchmarks with their investment performance. Investment heavyweights like BGI and Yale Swensen excel at uncovering valuable investment insights, known as alpha, through strategies such as indexing and leveraging advanced technology to efficiently manage markets. BGI relies on mathematical models like those by Markowitz to construct diverse portfolios and utilizes computers not only for decision-making but also for managing large data volumes and executing transactions swiftly. Swensen, aligning with Eugene Fama's market efficiency theory, seeks alpha beyond traditional stocks and bonds, delving into real estate and private equity, which behave differently from standard market trends. Swensen's team employs simulations based on Markowitz's concepts and incorporates behavioral finance insights. Goldman Sachs similarly adopts cutting-edge technology, dubbing their operation an Alpha Factory, for its advanced tools that provide a competitive advantage in this strategic investment pursuit. What lies ahead for capital ideas? Economist George Stigler famously claimed that all of social science ultimately leads back to economics, but traditional economics faces challenges with empirical testing, precise predictions, and practical implementation due to its integration with sociology and politics. In contrast, finance emerges as a standout field within economics, leveraging extensive historical data to generate testable hypotheses and directly impacting everyday life. A Federal Reserve governor even described finance as the brain of the economy, highlighting its transformation from a peripheral discipline to a scientific cornerstone within economics. Some say the chase for profits will never cease, the juicy returns will disappear, leaving traditional investors hungry as the market becomes more efficient. In this scenario, risk and reward would perfectly match up, reaching a balance where no one needs to trade anymore, sellers would have no buyers. This idea of a stable market in balance ignores the real world, constantly shaped by Joseph Schumpeter's concept of ongoing change and innovation. The mismatch between a still market and a dynamic world creates chances for trading as businesses change fundamentally. Financial markets and the core ideas they're built on will keep evolving. The sharks will keep moving forward. Key points. 1. Post-1950s, finance transformed with economists challenging old beliefs. 2. CAPM by Sharpe-shaped index funds, simplifying investing. 3. The Black-Scholes formula revolutionized derivatives, managing risk. 4. Behavioralists like Kahneman reshaped financial decisions. 5. Wealthy investors often defy optimal strategies due to biases. 6. Fuller and Thaler's success highlights behavioral finance insights. 7. Major players like BGI and Yale excel in generating alpha through diverse strategies.